America's immigration problem. This controversial issue is often reported with facts and information that are very difficult to relate to. Our Jean Ann Warden filed this report on the human cost of Mexicans.
Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. These are the words enshrined at the base of the Statue of Liberty and in the hearts of every true American. But those words were written thousands of years ago. And as millions of new immigrants flood across our borders each year, the American worker is paying the price.
Until July of last year, Raymond Boyle was a senior vice president of business development at Lucent Technologies, headquartered in Dallas, Texas.
I never thought this would happen to me.
The man who took Ray Boyle's job is Alberto Fuentes, who illegally crossed the Arizona-Mexican border in the back of a melon truck 2 years ago.
Having a job gave me a sense of pride. Every week I brought home a check. I was able to feed the family.
And how much were you making?
$840,000.5% share in the company.
An internal memo leaked to the Onion News Network revealed that Fuentes was willing to work for significantly less. Boyle was forced to sell his Texas estate and move his family into their summer home in the Hamptons.
Unless you've gone through it yourself, you can't imagine what it's like to live year-round in your summer home. I don't know what we're going to do.
I refuse to work, so it's been very hard for us.
Fuentes, who speaks no English and has no formal business training, has spurred double-digit growth since last quarter. His supervisors say it's his ability to put in long hours without taking vacations.
I hope that Mexican man is happy with Daddy's job.
So Raymond Boyle and thousands of other Americans just like him face an uncertain future.
It's a difficult adjustment, no doubt about it. I'm working long hours, and the waitresses make a lot more because they get the tips, and I don't. It's really unfair. The whole system is really unfair.
For the Onion News Network, I'm Jean Ann Wharton.